Joe Nathan joins us now. Joe, thank you for taking the time. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Good morning to you guys.
Well, first and foremost, during this pandemic and during the coronavirus era, how are you? How's the family? And you doing okay throughout this whole process?
Yeah, you know, we've hung in there. You know, we're definitely staying at home. We're doing things that, you know, we normally don't get to do, which, you know, is kind of nice at times. Obviously, it's a tough situation. We'd like to get back to normal, but at the same time, I think, you know, we're getting to do some things as a family. We're training out in the backyard together. We're, you know, keeping the kids busy, and they're getting to do things, train, get stronger, and bigger, faster, stronger. That's a plan while they're quarantined at home.
Joe, when you kind of sit here and you're looking at, you know, Major League Baseball, trying to come back and play some baseball in 2020 when, you know, it's deemed safe, the owners are on one side, the players are on the other, they're fighting over, you know, yep. It was a split revenue 50-50, now it's a sliding scale, but overall, the grand scheme of things, what are your thoughts kind of about where baseball is in that regard?
You know, it's a different situation. It's going to be unique. You know, hopefully, you know, I know these guys are probably itching to get back out there as players. Same for the owners. You know, I think both sides are in agreement that our country needs baseball, that, you know, throughout all those tough times that we've gone through in this country, that sports and baseball has really, really helped people through the time. So I think they're both in agreement there. So, you know, they're striving towards the same goal, and that's getting back on the field. You know, the tricky part is they're both going to have to give up something this year. And it's just trying to find that happy medium between the two. You know, it's not going to be easy playing 82 games if that's the plan. Figuring out, you know, playoffs, how many playoff teams, divisions, stuff like that. I think that'll be the easy part. I think it's, you know, it's going to be getting past that almighty dollar and getting away from that and you know, realizing that they're both going to have to give something up. And it's, you know, it's never easy. But, you know, right now I think there's more important agenda, and that's to heal this country and get it back to normalcy.
Joe, it's great to talk to you again, and glad to hear that all is well with you and yours. I do wonder, how many times during your career did the collective bargaining agreement come to an end, and what kind of tone does that set around the league? I mean, were you ever a player rep? What is it like when, indeed, you've got issues that each side want to see if they can't push through to make a change?
You know, fortunately, during my career, you know, the state of baseball was so strong. You know, the bargaining agreement for the most part was really minor stuff. There was really nothing that ever came about that really threatened us having to push and maybe have a work stoppage. So, you know, for me, fortunately, but I was around and got to experience, you know, at least out from the outside when they did have to go through the strike. And you know, I probably, as players and owners, that's something you never want to go through. It definitely puts a, you know, sour taste in the fans' mouth for the game, and it takes a lot to get back and get fans back in the game, as we all have seen. So, fortunately, like I said, we never really got close to that. You know, there's always, you know, going to be little bickering here and there, but for the most part, everybody was wanting baseball and never had a moment where we were close to ever stopping, because the state of baseball is so good. And I think that's a situation here where, you know, it is going to be, you know, tough, because it's a new situation, but I think both sides got to realize this could be just for a half a season. The hard part is to, you know, players are going out there, they're putting, they're risking injury for a half a year. I think, you know, time for players too could be a kind of a big negotiating tool if they could figure out a way to, you know, because for a lot of players out there, you know, big league time is really going to be a huge ordeal, sometimes more important than the money. So that could be a tool to negotiate. Who knows? You know, I don't know the details of where these guys are at, but, you know, for me, I would think that'd be a huge tool, especially for the guys that are on the bubble and getting close to that 10-year mark, or even like a 5-year mark to get half of it. So You know, I think either way, both are going to be in agreement that, we need to be on the field and help this country get through what we've gone through.
Yeah, here's hoping that's the case, because one, it is a great opportunity, but also you would just like to see this be a part of the landscape and baseball take, I think, a big step in the right direction and getting back to a bigger fan base. And in terms of just the season itself, they weren't that far away from the start of the season. I guess it was just within a couple of weeks when the curtain fell on spring training. It's one thing to miss out on a season due to injury. It's another thing altogether when nobody can play the game. Can you imagine what it must be like to just be told you're not going to play from this point forward and we're not sure what it's going to take to get you back on the field?
Honestly, I can't even imagine, especially I really feel for the minor league guys. You know, these are the guys that really rely on those paychecks throughout the month and, you know, for their livelihood. So, you know, outside of, you know, and just to be able to take care of your family, you know, these guys are grinding down there and trying to get up to the big leagues and get some security for their family. And then all of a sudden to have this, you know, kind of a, tug pulled out from under their feet and this surprise get thrown at them. You know, forget just having baseball taken away from you. Now you're worried about how you're going to take care of your family. So, you know, more so I love seeing the guys step up and help out the guys, the younger guys that are in the minors and probably struggling through this time. But, you know, like I said, I couldn't imagine, you know, being ready to go, especially a couple weeks out. These guys are itching to get out of spring training, get to opening day, and all of a sudden this happens, and now you're basically starting over. And, you know, hopefully starting in June, getting back to spring training. I know, you know, these guys have got to be super excited if something can get done. And to get back to a spring training mode, at least you got baseball in on the horizon and a light at the end of the tunnel for these guys.
Former big league closer Joe Nathan joining the program. And Joe, you kind of brought it up right there. You mentioned guys stepping up and taking care of their minor league teammates, their minor leaguers, you know, inside the organization. Your former team, you know, the Minnesota Twins, have vowed that they're going to pay their minor leaguers through the end of June, I believe. You saw David Price of the Dodgers, yep, who's yet to even throw a pitch for the Dodgers, say, well, hey, through the end of June or July, I'm going to, you know, pay all the guys outside of the 40-man roster their, you know, $1,000 a month or whatever it may be. But, you know, coming from, you know, you've been there, you've done the struggle, you've, you know, you put in that work, and you've, you know, been balling on a budget for so long trying to get to the show. Mm-hmm. You know, what's that mean? I mean, that's huge, you're right? I mean, that's got to be just a great act of kindness from those guys to show that towards these minor leaguers.
Well, first of all, it doesn't surprise me to see David Price do something like that amongst the other guys. I mean, there's such good dudes out there, good teammates, and guys that, you know, that care and worry about the guys that could be potential teammates of them shortly. So, you know, to see those guys step up, it doesn't surprise me at all. But it's just that, to have that little bit of comfort, you know, $1,000 a month to, you know, like I said, put food on the table for your families during this trying time and just give them a little bit of sense of ease that, you know, everything's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. We'll get through this thing together and get back on the field and grind it out together. And that's what it's all about. That's, you know, kind of what we always preach when we get into spring training. It's about building chemistry and knowing everybody's got your back. And when you feel that, usually you play a little better on the field too. You play together and it's a better game.
Yeah, because these guys need to stay in, you know, the best shape they could possibly stay in order to be ready if that call were to ever come. And all these guys have to go take on second jobs anyway, and it's just a tough situation to be in. But I want to get your opinion on this as well. It's not been official yet, but the elimination of 42 minor league ball clubs, especially, you know, a league right here that's kind of close in proximity to the Appalachian League. Here in Northeast Tennessee, is, you know, about half the league resides up there near the Tri-Cities. You know, the Chattanooga Lookouts were a part of it as well. What's your thoughts on eliminating 42 minor league ball clubs?
You know, just tough. You know, it just goes along with kind of what's going on in the country and throughout the world. You know, you're seeing stores, shops, mom and pop shops that are not able to come back from this, and it's kind of, you know, going right along with minor league parks. And, you know, all I could say is hopefully it's not for the long term. Hopefully this is something that could bounce back and you know, along with the rest of the world, hopefully time will heal and get everything back to normalcy. You know, for me, it's, you know, these parks are, you know, sometimes what helps those areas out, those small cities that these ballparks are in. You know, it brings about, you know, so much money and so much excitement for the people. And, you know, for some people, that's their daily routine, going to ballparks and you know, trying to get them back to something normal. So hopefully these parks can come back and you know, baseball and sports will help, like I said, help this process, help everybody get through this and start to thrive again.
One thing that stands out, Joe, is we have seen a couple of areas of the country where independent ball has been able to find a place and create just what is a fantastic experience. And if indeed we see a reshaping of minor league baseball, do you think that we could see perhaps a few more independent leagues? Because, you know, there are baseball communities that would be greatly supportive. And you also know that perhaps there'd be some quality guys that would be looking for an opportunity to keep playing, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think, you know, you look for the positive side of everything. Take these lemons and make lemonade. Maybe that's one of the bright spots throughout this is, you know, we're seeing interest in areas that, you know, probably normally we wouldn't. And so, you know, take it and run with it. And, you know, obviously those leagues, I've had some buddies playing those leagues, and there's some really good talent that comes out of there. And shoot, I mean, me of all, I've seen guys that have never made it to the big leagues that I scratch my head over it, because, you know, I've seen some of the best ball players never play a day in the big leagues. Guys that have been in independent ball are just behind the wrong guy that's in the big leagues and just kind of sit in the minor leagues. So this could be a time for a guy that normally would never see a spot to have a chance to get up there.
I do have to ask you about this, because as Eric was talking about, 377 career saves, multiple All-Star game appearances as one of the top closers in the game, a Fireman of the Year. But you also started 29 games, and I was just wondering, is there anything more special than a complete game victory where you hit a home run? You did a number on the Reds, and I was just curious as to what you remember about not just the one dinger, 2000, the season, the 2000 season, you hit two dingers. And I'm just wondering, what's it like to come up with a long ball on a day you're also working on the mound?
That actually came against one of my buddies, Denny's Reyes.
That makes it better, right?
yeah, he came over to the Twins shortly thereafter, and we definitely joked about it once he walked in. The first thing he did when he walked in the clubhouse, you know, come over and kind of gave me a little ribbing about hitting a homer off of him and says I'm a pretty good hitter, but that's not true. So, you know, just one of those days. It was one of those days everything kind of fell into place. And you know, for me, the thing I actually remember was facing Griffey Jr. Throughout that game. So out of all the things that happened so well, that's what I really ultimately remember was him stepping in the box and just that surreal moment.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you taking the time and joining us here this morning. I just have one final question and we'll let you step away. When you watch baseball right now, well, not right now, but when you watch the game of baseball since your retirement, what's kind of been your favorite thing to follow? Is it the youth movement in the game right now? Could it be just Mike Trout? You know, what is something that you're kind of following in the game of baseball right now that's really kind of just piqued your interest?
You know, for me, it's always about how this game keeps evolving. I just wonder where we're going to get to next. You know, I've always said, you know, throughout time, this game has gotten better. Guys are stronger, faster, throw harder. For me, it's just amazing to see guys now that are, everybody throws 95 to 100. It seems like everybody throughout the lineup can take you deep from foul pole to foul pole. You know, so it just blows my mind, and I wonder how far this game can get and how good these guys can get, because it has gotten so much quicker. And You know, for me, I follow my old team. I follow the Twins and the excitement that they're bringing. You know, hopefully these guys can get back on the field and help out what's happening up in Minnesota right now and kind of bring everybody back to unity and like I said, get everybody back to somewhat of normalcy. So hopefully good things happen here in the next few weeks.
Joe, one thing I really appreciate about you is your affinity for college baseball, and you've spent a lot of time at Lindsey Nelson Stadium working out between seasons, and you've also gotten to know Tony Vitello and his staff with them taking over the reins for Tennessee these last three seasons. But what was it like to perhaps see the Volunteers in their drought and see the Vols in the NCAA tournament after the 2019 season? And boy, it's just a shame that not only the Vols, but all college baseball got shut down right at the start of conference play. But what has it been like just to see Tennessee take the step forward it's taken under Coach Vitello?
Man, I was so excited for this season for them. They were on their way to do great things. But with that said, they still are. They got a very strong team. Their pitching staff is probably the best it's been in a long time. They've always had good offense, but now to match that with what everybody knows, you need deep pitching when you get especially into the regionals and super regionals. Need to be deep on the mound. And speaking of that, I had a kid on my travel team that I coach with my son, and he went on to do some bigger and better things in travel ball, and he actually is a freshman and just committed to UT, so I'm excited about that. Another left-handed freshman already throwing upper 80s, so he should be one to watch here in a few years. But, you know, for me, just super excited for them to get back going. You know, I was obviously disappointed. I was looking forward to watching great baseball out there, grilling out on the deck in the outfield, and then everything came to a halt. But I know Tony's got these guys itching and ready to play, and they'll be back at it strong as ever when we get going.
Joe Nathan, a six-time All-Star, former big league closer, 377 career saves. That is inside the top 10 of all baseball history. Joe, prayers for you, your family. Stay safe, and thank you as always for joining us, and we look forward to doing it again.
You guys stay healthy. Be safe. Thank you so much.